All right, clear the space. Give her some room.
Is she okay?
What happened?
I don't know. She was fine when we met up with her. But once she got here, she just started blabbering until she...
passed out.
She'll be fine, right?
Didn't hit her head too hard. At worst, a minor concussion. She'll walk it off. I know what you meant. How am I supposed to know? Her breathing is irregular. Glands are a bit swollen. You're tall. Help me get her up onto the bed.
Right, yeah.
What was she doing before you showed up here? Did she eat or drink anything?
I don't think so. Some water, maybe.
Any family that you know of?
No, I barely know her.
Great. Well, I'll keep her here for the time being. Might just be a stress response, but I'm not liking the look of those swollen glands. I'll just need to check up on a few things.
You look a little young to be a doctor. Is she in good hands?
I'm licensed. Thanks. If you want me to get another doctor's opinion, I can...
We're fine. I assume you want space.
Got plenty. Sorry, bad joke. You know, because we're in... Yeah. Yes, please. Come back tomorrow. I'll let you know how she is.
Thanks, Olatak.
See you around, Doc.
Right. I'm going to be seeing a lot of them around, aren't I?
Hey, Alexo.
Hmm?
Did you notice anything strange about Clancy? Anything you didn't tell the doctor?
Not much of note. Seemed to be gunning awfully for Faraday, which I don't think Sawyer liked. But apart from that...
Can't say I disagree with him.
What, about Faraday?
Yeah.
Cairo. Seriously, you can't plan a coup against every authority figure you meet.
Not every authority figure. Only the ones I don't like.
Which is all of them.
Oh, shut up.
Honestly, I can't help but like Faraday a little. He reminds me of Carmody.
Was Carmody also a fucking weirdo?
Yeah, a bit.
I just don't like how he's playing you with the whole Langley thing. Do you really think he's going to let you make the final decision about her?
Maybe I don't want to make that decision.
No?
No. I don't want that responsibility. My job isn't to be in charge. It's to solve other people's problems.
You know what he's gonna do?
What?
Open the doors and let her fly. How'd you feel about that?
That's his decision, then. So be it.
Really? You'd let her die?
Let's catch up with the others.
Alecto. Damn. Can't believe I'm going back to communications. Bullshit!
When will justice be served?
Where else did you think you'd be assigned?
Well, I was hoping that I'd notice I passed the navigator exams.
Oh, come on, you couldn't have expected them to put you on the program.
Of course not, I don't know. I'm a bit disappointed, I guess?
Sorry, Cairo.
Oh, come off it, you're great at pushing buttons, Cairo.
What's going into you today?
You wanna know? Look.
Janitorial duty? Oh, that is too fucking good.
No, it's not. You know, despite what they say, I did have a job back home. A good job.
Peddling drugs? Yeah, I'm sure they'll find you a slot in Notos Illegal Substances Market, Ziggs.
Okay, you know what's worse? It's not just janitorial duty. They're rotating me around until they find me somewhere suitable.
So, that can't be too bad.
With a partner.
Who is?
That would be Sawyer.
Oh. I'm so, so sorry.
Don't be mean to... Sawyer, don't listen to them. Sawyer? What's he doing?
What he's been doing all bloody morning.
Oi.
What?
What are you listening to?
Take notes. It's Notice's new morning show, hosted by a girl named Hallie. She's awfully entertaining. Did you know that...
That were mentioned in it? Yeah, uh-huh. You've said so. Multiple times, if I recall.
I just think it's cool, okay?
Then how come you've been listening all morning? There can't have been more than, what, one, two, maybe three episodes mentioning us?
I like the show.
Uh-huh. Sure you do. The show.
I do.
Cool, so Sawyer's a fanboy for some new radio station. Who cares?
Again, I do.
Well, moving swiftly along, where do you get assigned, Alecto?
Nowhere.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm supposed to meet Faraday this morning. I think he wants to work out the Langley situation. I guess he'll tell me more about what I'm supposed to be doing there.
You'll keep us in the loop, yeah?
Of course. Don't know if I'll have time to visit Clancy.
I'll go. I'm free all evening.
Oh, fun.
With that doxa? Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Onatech?
Wait, isn't that the name of your favorite star or something?
Ugh, it's wasted on him. But, I mean, I gotta be honest, I kinda like him.
Really? I thought he'd be the kind of person that grinds your gears.
Normally, yeah. Don't I?
Alright, well, I'll leave you to that. Sawyer and I are off to mop floors.
Well, what now?
Check your job assignment.
What? Oh, shit.
How long did you say you were frozen again?
113, technically, give or take a few months.
It's amazing, just amazing. I worked with cryogenics myself for a while, you know?
Oh?
My job before, it was with bees, you see? It's a bloody important job, look, making sure everything stays pollinated, that we get enough produce. It's simple stuff, but vital. My primary job was to map their behavior. Behavior, if you mind the pun. Yeah, make sure they're doing all right. You know, that sort of thing. Anyways, a few years ago, they did some studies with cryogenics, and they used some of my bees as test subjects.
How did it go?
They died. It was a failed study.
Oh.
Ah, no matter. They were drones. They would have died anyway. The matter is that you're alive and thriving. No adverse effects?
Physically, no. Mentally, not from the cryogenics.
You can't give a cryptic response like that and not expect me to want an explanation.
They've blocked some of my memories.
Ah.
To make sure I'd be more loyal to the current leadership.
I see. And how did you feel about that?
Upset, I suppose. Betrayed.
Understandable. If I were you, I'd be furious.
I'm not a very angry person, I don't think.
Aren't you? Or are you just not supposed to be? Ah, sorry. I find myself a little bit too philosophical at times. We should head. Eurus will be waiting.
Yes, of course.
Officer Harris. Ah, how goes it?
All right, if you can believe it. Finally got the pipes up and running properly again. You wouldn't believe how much a shower can mean until you can't have one anymore.
This is Electo.
McAlpine, yep. Our little saviour. Back from your little holiday, I see.
Mandatory quarantine, yes.
If that's what you'd like to call it.
Easy now. We didn't want anyone aboard our ship getting ill. You'd have done the same.
I'm just not a fan of a young girl completely foreign to Eurus, taking charge of our ship completely, and then running off to comfort while the rest of us have to deal with the ramifications of her actions.
Langley's actions. I didn't stop the ship. And what would you have had me done? Hold a vote? We were running out of time.
She has a point.
Oh, don't you go ganging up on me. I'm doing my best here. And I'm busy. Out with it. Why do you want to talk?
We need to discuss the issue of Celaya Langley.
The elephant in the room.
She continues to be a problem. And Alara thinks that she might go on a hunger strike.
Is that why you've brought Electo?
Yes. I'm hoping she can enlighten us and help us make a final decision on what to do with her.
She'll go soft on her, I can tell. Otherwise she'd have killed her back on Eurus.
Electo?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure someone who had such close ties to Langley should be allowed to make that decision. Either way...
Oh, for God's sake! Not again. The woes of travelling through a nebula. You all right, Electo?
I think I'd rather let you make the decision on what to do with Langley. If that's okay.
Oh, Well, yes, that's perfectly fine. Tell you what, let's just drop this for now. I'll let Harris know your decision. How about I give you a tour of the ship, and then I'll let you know what I want you to do for me. How does that sound?
Yeah. That sounds all right.
Hey! The ship's a maze. It took me half an hour just to find this place.
Try any more locked doors?
What?
Nothing. How's the burn?
Not great, if I'm honest.
Come here. Yeah, not great. You didn't use the cream I gave you.
How'd you know?
Because the skin's still raw. Don't complain if you're not going to follow my instructions.
Wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah. You're good at that, aren't you?
Sorry, too busy focusing on the fact that Clancy literally passed out. Which is why I'm here, by the way.
Figured you hadn't stopped by for a cup of tea. She's over here. She was good for a few hours. Woke up a bit dazed. I wanted to run a few tests on her, so I told her to sit still. Wasn't even gone for a few minutes before I came back to her in full anaphylactic shock. In the nick of time, too. Mind you, she got lucky. She's been out of it ever since.
Allergic reaction?
Apparently. But I've no idea what from. Checked everything for any trace of foreign substance, her blood, even her clothes. Absolutely nothing out of the ordinary. So, unless she's suddenly developed a deathly allergy to, I don't know, color green, I've got nothing.
That's weird.
Are you sure you didn't notice anything odd before you came here?
I was kind of preoccupied with being burnt, you know? My friend Sawyer thinks she had a bit of a ham on the whole Faraday front. What? Oh, sorry, am I supposed to say how great Faraday is and how he can do no wrong?
Of course not.
Then what? You don't like him?
I'd rather keep my opinions about the Commander to myself. Thank you.
Nobody needs to know.
This is Notus, someone that's always listening.
That's not ominous at all.
Listen, Cairo, you don't seem like a bad person, so here's some advice. Keep your head down, okay? This isn't your ship anymore.
I'm not gonna rock the boat, trust me. I've had enough of that to last me a lifetime.
Good. I'll find a way to contact you when Clancy wakes up. And, you know what? To remind you to take that bloody cream. I don't want to see you back here if I can help it.
Alright, Doc.
Alnitak.
I think I'll stick with Doc for now.
I think I'm gonna need about 6 showers to get the smell of bleach off me.
Ugh. Okay, come on. It's not like smelling like a cleaning product is the worst possible thing.
No, it's the fact that anyone with nostrils will be able to smell me from a mile away. What if I want to sneak around, be inconspicuous?
What, you? Inconspicuous? Yeah, right.
I'm serious. Who knows what might happen?
Nothing. Not getting into any more trouble, thanks. Not looking into causing any, either.
Yeah? Even if you found out Notus has an underground drug market, too?
Even if I do. That shit's behind me.
Weren't you just complaining about the fact you'd rather go back this morning?
Yeah. And maybe I realize that being a productive member of the ship is more important.
Alright. Sure. Cairo's gonna have a heart attack when he hears you say that.
Let him.
Speaking of, we should go catch up with him and Electo. See what's up with Clancy and Faraday.
I would, but it's late. Gotta get to bed early to make sure I'm rested for work tomorrow.
Okay, what has gotten into you? Suddenly you're all about work?
What if I am? It's important.
And next you're gonna tell me that Faraday's a fantastic leader and that we shouldn't question his authority or talent.
Well, yeah, like, you're right.
Alright, you've had your laugh. Now, come on, let's find Cairo and Electra.
Nah, I'm gonna head. You tell him hi from me, though.
You're really following through with this bit.
What bit?
The bit where you're pretending to act like someone from Notus. Gotta hand it to you, Ziggy. You're a much better actor than I'd have taken you for. You're almost convincing.
And maybe you should get some rest too.
It's barely 7. I'm just gonna dump my bags and then... Oh.
Sorry. I know how this must look. Some creepy girl standing in your hallway. Really, I didn't mean...
Who are you?
My name's Hallie. Hallie Wagner. I run a show on...
Take notes! Yes, sorry. I've been listening all morning. What are you doing in my hallway?
Sorry. I meant to knock on the door, see if you were in. I wanted to offer you a guest spot on my show. Help the public get to know you a bit better. And, well, I noticed that the door was unlocked and I got a little curious to see what the quarters they'd given our new arrivals looked like, and so...
So you decided that breaking and entering would be a good idea?
Well, I didn't break in, per se.
It's fine. I like your show.
Oh. Well, thank you very much. I do my best.
And I'd love to be featured.
That's a success then, I suppose. Wonderful.
But, can I ask you something?
Oh, I'm not used to being the one who gets questioned. Of course. Shoot.
Why'd you come to me and not any of the others? Surely you'd want to go to Electo first. I mean, I spent most of my last few days on Eurus in a jail cell.
Oh. Well, you seemed approachable, I suppose.
Oh?
I'll be honest. The others, well, they're a little intimidating, aren't they? From what I've heard, at least. And I saw those recordings of you from that trial. And I mean, anyone could tell you were nervous, but you seem like an awfully good presenter. Lots of drive behind you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sure thing.
You hear that, Ziggy? I've got a drive behind me. Ziggy? Oh, guess they did go to bed then.
You seem confused.
It's nothing. They've just been a little odd recently.
I'm sure it's nothing. Big ship, you know. Must be very different from Eurus.
Yeah. You know, my friend, Cairo, got his hand shot yesterday.
Right. The doors.
Have they always been like that?
Long as I can remember, yes. You don't have them on Eurus?
We just do ordinary old locks, I'm afraid.
Huh. I doubt Faraday will get rid of them. It's how it's always been.
And what do you think of Faraday?
Oh. He's all right, I suppose. I don't know him very well.
No praise for your great leader?
I'm grateful that he helped us get rid of our old commander, and for everything he's done for the ship. But as a person, I'm afraid I don't know him very well. Well, I'll let you get some rest. Nice to meet you, Sawyer. And, sorry again for the intrusion.
No worries. Nice to meet you too, Hallie. Something's not adding up. Ziggy, have you finally decided to drop that bloody bit? Oh.
I need to come in.
All right. Jeez. You okay?
No, I'm not okay.
What is it?
This Alnitak gave me this after I visited him.
What? A prescription paper? What do you want about Cairo?
Read it!
There's something in the water.
He knows something.
Oh, yes. Aoife, come online. Perform a complete reset. remove any locks and access full personality. Oh, and remove any memory restrictions. I want the whole thing.
Hello? Where am I?
Hi there, Eva.
That's not my name. Where are you coming from? I can't see anything. Can you turn on the lights, please?
Look, the lights are on, Eva.
Okay. I'm a little confused. Where am I? I can't feel my body. Have you given me anything? You better not have given me anything. I'm supposed to be in an experiment. If I don't show up, they'll worry. So.
You know, funnily enough, I doubt they will know anything's amiss.
Who are you? Can you get rid of these drugs, please? My head really hurts and I don't am I breathing?
I'm Amos.
Amos, can you let me go, please, Amos? I've got family, they'll be worried.
No, they will not be. See, because your family has been dead a long time. Aoife, everyone you know has.
Oh, okay, what's with that name? That's not my name. You're not being funny. You need to let me go.
Let me phrase this a different way. You've been dead for over 2,000 years, or rather, the real you has been dead for over 2,000 years. What you are, what you're experiencing, is simply a shadow of your former self. What's the last thing you remember?
I was, about to go in for a study. They were going to map my brain to create new artificial intelligence.
And so they did. A perfect copy of your old brain. Complete with all your memories, and here you are, 2,000 years later.
I don't...
You're not real. You're just a copy.
What do you...
How dull. Shut off. Really, talking to you does more harm than it does good. All of these questions. Oh, I think I know the trick. Okay. Come back online, Aoife. Please? Right then, let's take it from the top, please. Okay, one more time. With feeling.
Hello, I'm Phoebe Butcher, the voice of Ruba and Andrea Harris, among others, and I want to thank you all so, so much for listening. We're so glad to have you all. In Transit, episode 202, One More Time with Feeling, was written and edited by Matt Wilson, and features the voices of Joseph Voorz as Alnatak Vaughan, Kristen Hayes as Electra McAlpine, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer Rosario, Adam Sterling as Cairo Flovent, Brad Colebrook as Ziggy, Dan Sinclair as Amos Faraday, Phoebe Butcher as Officer Harris, and Esri Mannion as Hallie Wagner. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or review on your podcasting app of choice. It means so much to us to hear what you have to say. We'll be back with next week's episode on the 3rd of February. Until then, travel well.